This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 987, Substantial Vocabulary for Significant IELTS Scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
What is the difference between significantly, substantially, and considerably? You'll find out today and get advice on how to use this high-level vocabulary to boost your IELTS writing and speaking scores.
Aubrey, have you discovered any cool apps lately?
What apps? I am like avoiding apps lately because my kids see me on an app and that makes them think they can be on their phones and they can be on screen time. So I like put my phone away and try not to be on it much lately.
Totally.
But I think you discovered a new app lately, right?
I did.
Let's hear about it.
I did. You know what, guys? There are tons of apps that waste time, for sure. But if you could find a way to have apps and your phone actually help you, you still get that jolt of awesome screen time that your brain thinks it really likes, and it's beneficial at the same time. Actually, guys, All Ears English has an app, and up until now, it's only been on Apple, but we are developing the app for Android. People have been asking for this for years.
Yes, that's right. We get comments all the time asking for our app to be made available on Android. So I'm really excited that it will be available for all of you Android users out there. In fact, we have an early opt-in list. So you guys can go now to allearsenglish.com/Android so that you can get on that list and be alerted as soon as it's available.
Yes. Keep up to date on when it will be released. It will be coming out very, very soon, you guys. So get on the list so you can be the first to get this app on your Android device. I'm going to be one of the first. I have an Android, so I haven't even got to use the All Ears English app. And it's so cool. The All Ears English app is so cool. Guys, if you're preparing for IELTS, which you probably are if you're listening to us today, the app will help you in so many ways. First, listening, right? Because you get to hear the current All Ears English episodes while you can look at the transcript. You can read the transcript at the same time. And it is proven that if you're like listening to a new language while reading it, like watching something with subtitles, that improves your language faster, right? So that is amazing. And you get to choose words that you like from any episode. And build your own personal power vocabulary list. And we know how important vocab is for IELTS. In fact, we're talking about vocabulary today. So guys, definitely get on this list so you can be the first to know. allearsenglish.com/Android.
Yes, and this is going to be fun. We're talking about vocabulary you can use on speaking and writing for the IELTS exam today. So this is really useful. We got a great question from Ajay Sethi, I hope I'm saying your name right, about using the words significantly, considerably, and substantially, nice, which are all great high-level words for IELTS.
Yes, guys. I made a video about this a while ago, but still, like, this is something that both Aubrey and I repeatedly remind students about in our personal coach classes for both speaking and writing. Guys, stop saying a lot. Stop saying very and really. There are so many vocabulary words to replace those simple meanings that will get you higher scores. So guys, I want you to take those words out of your vocabulary, right? Challenge yourself. Do not say a lot or very or really, because these are words that people say all the time. And you know what? They're not just like band 6 words. I'm going to say they're band 5 because, like, right, they're too easy.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the easiest thing to replace on the IELTS exam because you know you're going to need it. Like you're going to need to say very or a lot or really to emphasize something. So instead of those, plan on using higher level words that can push you up to that 7, that 8. There are a lot of words that you're putting in your vocabulary notebook that you might not be able to use depending on the topics you get. These you definitely will be able to use.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. So AJ is asking about the difference between significantly, considerably, and substantially. So here's the good news, guys. Those three adverbs are completely interchangeable if you're just trying to say a lot. Like the most likely place you would use these is in writing task one, right? Because you'll definitely have to use these words to describe amounts, right? To say something increased significantly, for example. It just means a lot. And again, completely interchangeable with considerably and substantially, right? So I'm going to also say the word dramatically. Take that out of your vocabulary, guys. That's a band 6. Every student says dramatically. And in fact, a lot of students say dramatical, which is not a word.
Oh, no. That's where it's nice to have your IELTS insider examiner experience, because I know a lot of students and even a lot of natives would think, oh, dramatically, that's a big word. That's impressive. But you know that students use it all the time. Textbooks teach that. A lot of English teachers teach it. So it's very common for an IELTS examiner. So don't use that one, guys.
Exactly. Okay. So far, guys, do not say a lot. Do not say dramatically. So significantly, considerably, substantially. So yes, those are all adverbs, right? And what does an adverb do, Aubrey? Yes, everyone, we are finally coming out with the All Ears English app for Android. Guys, get on the early adopter list. Go to allearsenglish.com/Android and you will be the first to know when our app is ready. It is so close to being ready. Get on this list, guys. allearsenglish.com/Android.
Yeah, it's anything that modifies a verb. So for example, like you were talking about task one, if you're talking about how information increases over time, you could say the number of students increased significantly from 2000 to 2020, right? Anything, if you're describing the verb, then you want to use an adverb. And they often end with ly, like all three of these do.
Totally. And adverbs also can describe adjectives, right? So we can say like, this is a considerably impressive performance.
Yes.
You're talking
that's
about
really
like
good.
Stocks or business or whatever, right?
Yes.
Or even just like an actor. A considerably impressive performance. That is an impressive sounding sentence that can be used in a lot of different ways. But yeah, so adverbs modify adjectives and verbs, guys. So again, they all mean the same thing as adverbs. Now, when we get into these words as adjectives, that's where the meaning can slightly change, right? So for example, significant. When we use it as an adjective, it can mean a lot for sure. Like it could still mean like a large amount of something for sure. But it can also mean something that is meaningful, right? So the first example that comes to mind, because, you know, we record this in advance, guys, but Aubrey and I recently watched the inauguration. The presidential inauguration, and the youngest, what is it, like poet laureate of America or whatever, like she's our national poet, okay? The youngest ever. She's amazing. She read a poem and it was significant. It means that like it meant something to the people listening. It had a deep meaning.
Yes, exactly. So you would say, this poem was very significant. I felt it in my soul, right? When I was watching it, I actually started crying because it had so much significance to every citizen of the United States, because her message was about unity instead of being divided, right? And we really need that message right now. So yeah, this is a great word to use anytime you're talking about something that has a deep meaning. Like even if you're talking about a book that you read, you could say, this book was very significant to me because I related to the character. I had a lot in common with her.
Yes, I love it. And just on that note, like Aubrey said earlier, guys, I was an examiner for 14 years, and I can tell you that meaningful, it sounds like an impressive word, just like dramatically, but you know what, guys? A lot of students know that word, meaningful, actually. So guys, replace that in your vocabulary. Be a band 7 or higher. Say significant. So substantial, also as an adjective, it does have a slightly different connotation than just meaning a lot. So it still can mean a lot, right? Like significant, right? Sales were substantial last quarter, right? There was a lot of sales.
Yes.
But it can also, it also has this idea of like deep almost, right? Like something that is, has a deeper meaning. It's heavy, it's hefty. So for example, an idea can be substantial if it's something like that you can think about for a whole week because there is just so much to think about related to this idea. It can be described as substantial. But also on a lighter note, and this is great for IELTS speaking, guys, a meal can be substantial, like a feast, for example. Also, if you're describing like the food itself, if it's very rich food, there's lots of butter, there's lots of cream, right? It's the type of food that just makes you so full and you just literally, like your stomach feels heavy, then yeah, that is a substantial meal. Like meat and potatoes. Yes. That's what I think of.
This would be great to use, guys, for part one. If you're asked about your a favorite restaurant, a favorite meal, use the word substantial, right? You say, oh, yeah, the most substantial meal I ever ate was a steak with Brussels sprouts in Paris, right? Tell a story.
Totally.
Tell about a meal you had that was very filling, very rich. Give details like that and use this word. That's band 8 for sure.
And guys, I have been listening to a podcast called Doughboys for years. I've been listening to this podcast, but something you said, Aubrey, just now reminded me of it because I was listening to it this morning when I was walking my dogs. And anyway, it's a food podcast. So if you are curious about how native speakers, more specifically comedians and actors, describe food, you got to listen to Doughboys. It is endlessly entertaining. Guys,
oh, I gotta check that out.
But lots of great food vocab in there. It is made for adults, I'll tell you that much. So
okay,
don't listen to it with your kids because they do swear. They're adult Americans. Adult nice. Americans swear, guys. Newsflash.
Right.
But it's so entertaining. Okay.
I think there's one really important thing to point out here, and I know that you and I both are always telling personal coach students this, is in part one and maybe part two, when you find that urge to say, when you're about to say a lot or very, there are other words that you can replace it with. Definitely these, especially in part three, significantly, considerably. But you can also use slang. You can say super or totally, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there was a super amazing TV show on last night. I couldn't tear myself away from it. Throw in that slang to get that variety of vocabulary. And then these you can use in part three. They're a little bit more formal.
That's a good point. I would not use these in part one, guys, for most answers, right? Like I wouldn't say like, my best friend is significantly cool. Like make any sense.
It's too formal.
Like, I wouldn't say that.
Right.
She's super cool, totally cool, or way cool.
Yes,
I like using
way
cool as an adverb too.
I use that all the time, actually. That's a really, really good slang.
It's a way awesome slang, you guys. Okay, cool. So guys, remember, significantly, considerably, substantially, those are all interchangeable, synonymous adverbs if you just want to say a lot. So great for academic task one. Also, writing task two, speaking part three. In speaking part one, sound more slangy. Say super, totally, or way. And guys, let's make our phones our friends in 2021. Let's make a pledge to only use these apps and these screens in healthy ways. So use it for learning English, of course. The Allers English app is an amazing, amazing resource, you guys. Take it with you everywhere you go. Learn vocabulary and you have an extra 5 minutes? Great. Improve your listening. Memorize some great vocab for IELTS. So get on the early adopter list, guys. Go to allersenglish.com/Android.
Yes, that's what I need to do with my kids, is get a couple of really good learning apps on devices. So then if they ask for screen time, can say, yes, here you go. You can go on Duolingo. You can watch this story with a transcript, learn another language, and make it valuable, make it worth their time.
Well, that's what I found out, because I started using, I promise we're almost done, you guys, but I started using a healthy, like, motivational app called Fabulous.
Yes.
And I love it so much. And it's like, instead of like going on my phone and reading some more news that might depress me or whatever, like I check in with this health app and I do something that is actually good for my brain and my body, you know? So yeah, just if you guys want to check that out, be motivated in English. The Fabulous app is really fabulous.
Nice. I got to check it out. Yes, it's fabulous.
All right. Okay, guys, that's it for us today. Thanks, Aubrey.
All right. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.